Solo Safe House, Coruscant.
Leia opened her eyes. She sat up in bed, her mind surprisingly clear, and strained to listen for what had woken her. Then she knew. This was going to be so hard on Han.
Honey, she said gently, we need to get up.
He too had had many years of needing to wake up alert.
What's wrong?
He asked.
Nothing yet, but someone's coming. Get dressed, then go get Alana. I bet she's not asleep either.
10 minutes later, the three of them were in the kitchen. Leia had some calf brewing and set out 4 mugs. Han carried Alana, who, as Leia had predicted, had been awake when her grandfather entered her room. She was honestly too big to be carried, but nobody, not even his wife, was going to tell that to Han Solo.
Care to enlighten me, princess?
He asked.
I don't think Alana and Angie are going to be drinking calf. Angie's keyed up enough as it is.
The Nexu had been greatly agitated, and knowing at least something of what was coming, Leia had told Alana to close up her pet in her room for now. Leia turned to him, and she knew by his reaction that she was wearing the stoic face.
Oh, Bloa,
Han said.
What's going on, Leia?
Don't swear in front of Amelia, she said. Han, honey, if I'm right, I think I'm going to have to go away for a little bit, but everything's going to be just fine.
There came a knock on the door. Han's face went ashen, and his eyes went angry.
You're kidding. That is not who I think it is.
Standing up at her full diminutive height, Leia Organa Solo went to the door and opened it, smiling.
Good evening,
she said to the two beings who stood there wearing GAS uniforms.
Won't you come in and have a cup of calf?